The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 7th of August, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, yes.
You're right.
I'm a bit hungry now. I've had all this mead and strawberries. I know strawberries are lovely, but they're not substantial. I now need a piece of, you know, venison or something, a haunch.
A haunch. You need a haunch, don't you?
A little haunch of
venison. She's feeling the urge to fling some bones about.
Yeah. I need something. You know, a bit of protein.
A bit of greasy finger
just
stuff.
Just saying to Ryan. Ryan lives in Broadstairs.
I know, you just found that out, didn't you?
I love
You got all excited about that,
I
didn't
do
you?
Love it.
We're going to talk to Ryan in a minute, but we'll probably talk to him about business rather than just Broadstairs.
Broadstairs is lovely, though.
Yeah, it is. It's gorgeous.
Love Broadstairs.
There's some lovely beaches there as well, isn't there?
What's the commute now to London from Broadstairs? Have they got it any faster, or is it still pretty...
I think you also get the fast train. I think it's about an hour and a quarter now.
Oh, it's not too bad.
It's getting there.
When I first moved here, it was about 24 years ago, to Whitstable.
She used to go by stagecoach. They had to change the horses at Rochester.
My new husband said we were going to cycle to Broadstairs from Whitstable, which I did, amiably. And we got to Broadstairs, and I thought, right, I've done it. And he said, we'll get the train home to Whitstable. So I thought, right. So I had a couple of bottles of wine, lovely, great, big, fat meal. And then we walked. It was a Sunday. We walked to Broadstairs train station. It was about 8:30. And said, can we have a ticket to Whitstable, please, with our bikes? And he said, well, it was closed. There were no trains because it was a Sunday.
And
that was 23 years ago. So I had to cycle home, ratted, exhausted, all along the sort of coast, through fields with no lights, through Reculver and God. I was sobbing. I was crying. My bottom was killing me. So, I mean, that's like 17 miles return each, you know, each way.
That'd be 34 miles then, Jules.
Yeah, it might even be more, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, probably the way you cycle. With the wobble, it's probably about 40.
So I never really trust my new husband now when he says...
I wouldn't either.
Why'd you say new husband?
Poor old Teddy.
It's an in-joke. Do you know how long they've been together?
No. Yeah,
23 years?
24, darling.
24 years. But her new husband. See, she's...
Terry Wogan, you say, the current Mrs. Wogan.
No, but Jules is on her seventh or eighth husband, you say.
Blimey.
I can't help being irresistible. No, I'm just irresistible.
She's been working her way through religions of the world as well.
IT people.
No.
I'm currently looking for a Buddhist.
Yeah, she was originally married to a Muslim and lived in Cairo,
When I was 17.
Yeah.
I started young.
Yeah, and then she was married to a Christian, and now she's married to Gavin, who's Jewish, you see. So he's lives in fear of either Hare Krishna people turning up or any Buddhists, yeah.
I tell you what, I make a mean Jewish chicken soup. I make
chicken broth.
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Listen, we've got some more guests to talk.
Enough about my lifestyle.
Yeah. We've got some more guests to talk to in a minute. We've got loads of tweets coming in. We've got some emails to read. So let's crack on with what we've got. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbray, and they said, Vanilla Webb, thanks so much for the Business Bunker shout out last week. They were away last week and they were listening to us from a fjord in Norway.
Ooh,
nice. So we gave them a shout out there, but I think they're back now because it was their wedding anniversary. And thank you for the shout out last week, and delighted the journal. They sent me a journal to it, as well as their wedding anniversary. It was also the anniversary of their business 20th anniversary, and they sent me a lovely hand printed journal.
Did they mean to send me one and Jules one and forgot?
I've no idea.
I tell you what, if we don't get one, no more tweets.
No, yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I've known Keith and Kate for a very long time, and I'm not impressed.
There's trouble then.
Trouble brewing.
Yeah. And you still haven't had your rant.
You've known Keith and Kate, so you'll appreciate this tweet from Kate.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, it says, delighted the journal will be good use. The secret of 30 years marriage, Keith says he's not sure that he can afford to leave.
That's right.
So maybe that's what makes me laugh, both intentionally and unintentionally. So thanks for that, Kate. So that's Kate and Keith. Kate and Keith of Athelbray Limited, the training company.
Mm.
So thank you for the tweet. Go on, what you got?
No, I just wanted to hold a
you want to hold what?
No, I'm literally...
She's trying to get me drunk.
Yeah, she is. Watch her, Ryan. Yeah, sorry. It was your turn to sit next to her. I'm sorry,
I thought
mate.
That, actually. Yeah.
I just passed him some mead to partake of. And what was your...
It's look very nice.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like more. You gave me the dregs, though.
Well, there's another one.
Okay.
Or there's some Jolly Pig, which is just tap water, really. Listen, Kent's only military vehicle and air show will be returning to Headcorn Aerodrome on Sunday the 19th and Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of August. The combined ops, military and air show is a unique event with a variety of vintage and modern aircraft displays on the ground and in the air. This year, there'll be a chance to see the mighty Lancaster, I love the Lancaster, display, as well as the RAF, RAF workhorse, the Chinook, up close on the ground. And the aerodrome attracts lots of vintage aircraft from all over the country. Throughout each day, aircraft are always landing and taking off. It's certainly a busy weekend for air traffic control. A large selection of the machines on display are driven around the event arena, where running commentary will keep you informed of all the facts and figures. See these beautifully restored machines roar into life. If you've never been close to these amazing machines and their pilots, then now is the time. This event takes place, as I said, at Headcorn Aerodrome. That's in Headcorn near Ashford, Kent. For info and to book tickets, you can go to headcornevents.co.uk, and there is a little telephone number here, so I'm going to give you that in a minute. I'll read out the sat nav. It's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 279, H for Harry, and X for Xylophone. The phone number is 0845 652 6263, and it's headcornevents.co.uk, and that's the 19th and the 20th of August.
Fantastic. I've got loads of tweets here talking about Duncan's story and how interesting and informative it was. So I'm not going to read all the tweets because they're all fairly much the same. They're all fawning and saying how brilliant he is.
That's all from me.
Yeah, exactly.
about you.
They're all from me.
Yeah.
I've got about 30 different tweets.
They're all signed Steve.
They are. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Just quickly, we've had Tracy Ferguson, Alex Waterton,
Abel Skills.
Yeah, big shout out to Abel Skills. He's a close friend of mine.
Okay, cool.
And one from his mother. She said he was good.
His mum's been on. Yeah.
One from our better half, Ginny, at Econ Construction as well.
Yeah, she said he was good. And his auntie Ethel, she said he was good.
So good. I think you were a hit there, Dan. Nice.
Lovely.
Have you read out Chimps and Tricks, Charlie?
Not yet, no, you can. But you've also got an email about that as well.
Okay, well, I'll start off with a tweet because they've tweeted in. It's Chimps and Tricks Charity on the Twitter. @CT Charity Event. And they say, hi, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. We would like to invite the Business Bunker listeners, that's #BBunker if you're tweeting in, listeners to join us at the Super Glitzy, they say. Glamorous, they say. Chimps and Tricks charity event on the 19th of October. It's at Portland Park. It's in aid of the Aspinall charity. Megafauna is the hashtag project. A fun-packed event, and you can go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk /chimps-tricks. There's a lovely picture of a beautiful chimpanzee. Look, Ryan.
Mm.
I want that, and I want the sink box.
It follows on from the event they ran last year, which was Gorillas and Gowns, where they raised money to rehome four gorillas back into the Congo. This year, the Megafauna Project is about establishing a place, I think it's in the Congo, where they're looking after making sure that the plant life is good enough to sustain the animal life in terms of food sources. And then there's a lot of monkeys and I think ring-tailed lemurs being reintroduced back into the wild. So the Chimps and Tricks is a charity event to raise money to fund part of that. And it's going to involve quite a bit of entertainment. There's three close-up magicians, there's a swing band, there's all kinds of things, and there's a big auction, and it's going to be fun. So come along. It's going to be good. Loads of fun. And last year was brilliant, so this year we're expecting to be even more brilliant. And I did the auction.
Yeah, are you doing it again?
Yep.
You love doing all that, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Little hammer.
I'd never done auctions before, and I've done about four now, charity auctions, so I'm getting into the swing of it. I stopped buying the stuff myself.
that's the thing at auctions. I get carried away and go wild.
Yeah. You got a hammer?
I have, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
It's not called a hammer, though.
It's a gavel.
It's a gavel.
Yeah.
There you are. See, Ryan?
Learned some English.
Yeah. Well, I've got that, so I'm just going to read a little bit of this. So following on from the tweet that I just read out, that there is also an email, and it's the Chimps and Tricks charity event, as Paul Andrews kindly said. It's at the Port Lim Hotel near Hythe in Kent, Friday the 19th of October, 6 to 11.30. And they are raising funds to support the Aspinall Foundation Megafauna Project. It's hosted by the lovely Amanda Flanders of Butterflies Events, and also by Mr. Paul Andrews of the Business Bunker radio show, and it's in collaboration with Jane Mucklow of Jane Mucklow Photography. And you'll be welcome with a glass of bubbly and canapes in the stunning setting of the main house before moving to the marquee for a mixture of great entertainment, mouth-watering food, an auction with lots of exciting pledges, and then dancing the night away with the fabulous Jason Allen Sway and his swing band. And Amanda has gathered together a great variety of Kent entertainment for the evening to excite and delight you. She's got three amazing magicians who will be working the room, blowing your mind with their skills, and a couple of casino tables to test your luck. During the evening, there'll be fabulous food, continuously supplied, they say, with the fabulous Chives caterers, my favourites, of course, lovely Graham Greene and Debs. And then you'll get the chance to bid on the auction pledges that take your fancy. So the magicians are Stu Weller, Rob Scott and Neil Edward. The casino is supplied by Dan Smith of Ace Casinos. And as we've said previously, Jason Allen Sway and his swing band. So tickets are just £55 a person, which sounds very good value, Paul Andrews.
Mm.
Group bookings of six or more are £50 a person, Ryan, if you want to join me. All proceeds go straight to the fundraising. You can go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/what's-on.
Good. Thank you. I think it's about time we talk to some more guests.
Oh, I tell you, I've got such jaw ache.
Have you?
They've been really long emails there. Have you not noticed?
Yeah, I did them deliberately,
terribly
didn't I? I gave you all the long ones, didn't I?
Yeah,
I got all the short ones, you got all the long ones.
I know, I've got real jaw ache.
But it's time to meet some more guests now, and it's that time in the series where we welcome Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting back onto the show.
Hello.
And Annette brings us an interesting guest to talk to, so why don't you tell us who you brought us this time,
well,
Nitty.
Hello. Well, I've got Ryan to meet you this time, although I do think that Jules is really making a thing about meeting him already.
Yeah,
I'm quite happy that he's by the door, because I'm a little bit worried he's going to...
Well, he's charming. He's absolutely charming.
Absolutely.
We've shared a mead.
Yeah, charming and male, so seeing this to Jules is fine.
Fatal, that is fatal.
And Ryan and I have known each other a while. Ryan's a client, and we enjoy working well together. But Ryan does something a bit different, and I think that you should share that, because websites aren't just websites.
Absolutely.
It's about the different range of websites.
Absolutely.
And what people can do. So I will let you talk to Ryan.
Thank you, Nitty. Thank you for bringing us another wonderful guest. Ryan, thank you so much for joining
Hi.
Us on the Business Bunker Show. You're from Angle Studios.
I've worn a t-shirt to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where you have to say it in your head in case it's... Is it Angle or Angel?
Does he look angelic? Yeah. Probably to
I'm
Jules.
The angel.
Yeah, he's the angel, but it's at an angle.
Yeah.
It's definitely
angel.
Angle.
At an angle.
It's a bent angel.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Never had that one before.
Stick with me, mate. I can make him up. Don't you worry.
He's a happily married man with twin
boys. In fact,
boys.
It's my 5 years anniversary tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, is it? Congratulations.
Yeah. Mrs. Grist. Yeah, Victoria Grist. Happy anniversary.
And how old are the twins?
They are 13 months old.
I thought you were going to say 13.
13 months old today, my twins.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Barney and babies. Are they Leos?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
Come on, they must
yes,
be.
They yeah.
Yes,
they are.
Go with yes, something. It's easier.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations
thank
on
you.
All counts, Ryan, and thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you, all the way from lovely Broadstairs, as we've discovered earlier. Is your business based in Broadstairs as well?
No, we're based at Discovery Park.
Okay, so over miles away in Sandwich.
Miles and miles, yeah.
Okay. It's a fantastic resource, though, the campus at Discovery
lovely,
Park.
It's really, really good. It's really helped us grow the business as well.
Cool. So why don't you kick off and tell us about Angle Studios and what it is you do and what it is that makes you different.
Okay, so I started Angle when I got made redundant when I was 23, which was 15 years ago.
Right.
Never really meant to sort of make it anything bigger than just myself and just...
Sorry to interrupt. What were you doing when you got made redundant?
Okay, so I was working for a big ad agency and was working there, working on all the sort of retail accounts at Harley Davidson, British Airways, wow. And so I was a graphic designer. Wow. I started there quite young, so I did...
Are you allowed to say the name of the agency?
McCann Erickson.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is
I did pretty
serious.
Well for myself. I was 19 when I started there, so... Incredible. And that was actually, guys, through... doing the modern apprenticeships. So I'm a big fan of apprenticeships.
Yeah. We're a big fan, aren't we?
We are. So I wish the government would stop messing it up.
Yeah. They're brilliant.
So that got me a good head start because I'm not academic. And through my experience...
You're on safe ground here, mate.
Through my experience...
We can muster an O-level between us, let me tell you.
Yeah, and, through the experience of the apprenticeship, it actually got me this break at McCann's. And through that, I worked with some of the best designers. And then I decided as a cocky 22-year-old that actually I'm going to go to the next level, but in order to do that I have to go to a smaller agency. We were working on the MG Rover account, and as everyone knows what happened with MG Rover, they went bump, so I lost my job at just turning 23.
How did that feel for you at 20? Did you have responsibilities?
I just bought my first house. So I had huge outgoings for me then. So it's a lot of pressure, and I guess that was the first learning curve of being my own boss, really. So I just went straight into freelance. I found up all my old contacts, and I hit the ground running. Mm. In fact, I earned £10,000 more the next year than I did in my pay job before.
Good for you.
And never really looked back. So that's how it all sort of started, really. Yeah. Spinning forward, I did a lot of freelance for about 10 years. And then in 2013, I took the plunge and actually tried to go into more of an agency feel rather than a freelance. Mm. So I took an office at Discovery Park, being a one-man band, working with lots of freelancers.
Did you partake of their pods there? Because they got those kind of like hot desking pods.
No, they didn't. They didn't have those at the time.
Okay.
So I didn't go for the smallest office. I went for the, as you do, you always go for the middle one, don't you? Mm. I really sort of went for it, really. I had to.
There's a bit of a theme here in your life, really, isn't it? You kind of do go for it when faced with adversity.
I guess that's what every business owner has to do, to be honest. And that's what makes us a little bit different to others.
Very true.
And in 15 months, I went from just one guy sitting in his office and everyone walking past saying, "No, you're too small to work for us," and I kept on. And this is the thing: it's never give up. Never give up on your dream and what you want to achieve. And in 15 months, I had 7 staff.
Right.
So I grew that, and working with some of the bigger brands at Discovery Park.
Right.
So we're a brand and web agency now. So obviously, my branding experience through work at McCann's, and then obviously I employ highly skilled and good designers that we now work with, some of the best sort of local brands around. So,
right.
Yeah, and
very quick. It's all happened very quickly.
Yeah, so I moved into Discovery Park in 2015. So, and by 15 months later, I had 7 staff.
So, what kind of websites are you building?
So we went from doing a few £100 websites to big websites.
Big websites.
You can barely get them on the screen.
They flop all over the sides. They run over the top.
So we just recently been invited by a big local brand that I'm not allowed to say who it is to pitch for their global business.
Right.
So we got shortlisted.
Is it a food brand?
It's not a food brand.
Okay.
You can keep guessing, though.
Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral? Yeah.
So we're going up the...
I'll just fly him with some more mead in a minute.
We'll see if we can trick him into it. So what did Cummins Engine say to you?
More mead.
I'd love some. And then off the back of working all this big stuff is that we still get inquiries for the small local businesses that do really need support. Everyone needs a website. It's your sort of sales piece, really.
I mean, forgive me, but it's always worth kind of taking a simple route through these things, because people always don't understand. You know, you're a branding...
brand and web.
Brand and web agency. Take us through what that means to you. If you're talking to people about branding, what does that mean to you? What is it you're kind of selling people, if you like?
Well, it's quite simple in the fact that a brand, it represents you.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody tends to, whether or not they like it or not, decide on whether they want to work with somebody, work with that company just by the way it looks, the people that within the company. I mean, the brand is not just the logo.
Yeah.
It's the people in the company, the way it looks, the way it operates, the ethos, everything.
And the reason I ask that question is so many people make that mistake. They think it's like the business card or logo, and they go, no, I've got branding. Look, it's my business card. And it's much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, even with the team wearing all their T-shirts around Discovery Park, albeit most of them are grown out of them now. I need to send them to the gym. But everyone used to say about how when we was all going out to lunch, you know, it's just like the mass angle team next in the building. So, I mean, and the thing I think makes angle really unique in a way is that people use a graphic designer for their logo, their branding, their business cards, their brochures and stuff, and then they'll go and find a web designer for their website. And the two people don't talk to each other. Right. So what you find is that actually there's no synergy between the two.
Well, let's face it, web designers are their own breed anyway, in my experience.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some good
different
ones.
Different language.
We've got some good ones, and that's the thing, it's gelling it all together. So, because what people do, they'll either pick up your brochure, or they'll go to your website, or vice versa, and they'll expect to have the same sort of synergy and understanding, tone of voice and all the rest of it. And that's what we work really, really hard on, and actually getting that for our business, for our clients.
And it's important, isn't it? It's important to have everything that fits together. So many people, I work with lots of startup businesses, and they don't think through very simple things like, you know, they'll name a business without having checked whether they can get the URL, their Facebook page, their Twitter handle.
The biggest thing actually is hashtags. I see so many mistakes that people just make up their own hashtag, thinking it's their personal one. They don't actually test it to see whether or not anybody else is using
it.
So then I'll keep it real, and then you click on that hashtag, and then there's millions of people using it.
I'm laughing. I don't know if I'm going to get away with this on the radio. But someone I know had a hashtag the other day, and the hashtag was boner. And I said, have you actually
searched
hashtag boner? And he went, why? Just try it. And he went, oh, my God.
So hashtag these days are really important that you actually check it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So off the back of that, we, apart from working with these big companies, we do get a lot of calls from small businesses, local businesses, that want to use an agency but simply can't afford, the bespoke option. So what happened actually is one day I heard a couple of my guys answer the phone and say, actually, we build bespoke sites. You'd be probably better off using a freelance designer, web developer. And I was like, oh, man. We need to do something about this because we could really help a lot of businesses. So we come up with angleaffordable.co.uk. And angleaffordable.co.uk is a website that you can actually go and choose designs from.
Right. So it's like a template kind of thing.
Yeah, but you get full support. So you don't have to build it. You don't have to design it. You don't have to do, all you do is have to go, I like that one.
Yeah.
There's lots of add-ons that you can add to your order as well. So there's e-commerce, there's search, there's social media widgets, there's you name it, it's on there. And you can build your shopping list up. So the bespoke, the standard option without any add-ons at all is just £35 a month with, a £150 setup fee. You can pay monthly or you can pay annually. If you pay annually, you save 2 months.
Right.
And then we take care of the rest. It's all the hosting, security, everything else. And we're, as Angle Studios, responsible for...
So it's a bit like software as a service, really.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And it's really aimed at the smaller businesses that want that support, that first step on the website ladder. And you can always then evolve into the bespoke side of things, and we can help you do that.
It's interesting. I'm interested in what you think about this, Ryan. It's something that I've been looking at. I'm involved with Federation of Small Business, and they did a survey a while back. And when the figures came back, we all kind of looked at each other and went, you better check those because that doesn't look right. and they checked, and it is right. 72% of small, medium, small and micro businesses do not have a digital presence in the UK for their business.
What percentage is it?
72%.
And that's probably down to the cost of producing one. Everyone thinks that websites are expensive.
Yeah.
Or you build your own.
Yeah.
But then once you put 200 hours into building your own website, you'd be better off, you know, paying someone else a smaller fee. And
I'd be interested in your views on this, though. Increasingly, one of the questions that I ask people is, it's almost... Yes, you need a website, but do you need a website? Yeah, because when you look at it, so many people have a website and nobody ever looks at it. You know, so a lot of people will come along with these highfalutin ideas about what they want, but actually, what they actually need is just a very limited presence. And I don't know how you feel about this, but I've also seen a lot of people, I think, do you know what? You shouldn't even bother. You'd be better off with a Facebook page. Do you have any thoughts or feelings about those kind of issues?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a Facebook page is, you've got your friends at your fingertips and most people in the world are on Facebook. So, yeah. But I think it all depends on your business.
Yeah, of course it does.
I think that Facebook page is great, but given that... legitimacy of a business.
Yeah.
I personally think the website is your shop window to the world.
Yeah, it should be.
And like you say, people don't go on there, people don't go on there because they're not directed to, you're not marketing it properly.
That's very true.
You need to direct traffic through it. If you want someone to send an inquiry, send them to the website, send the inquiry through the website.
Yeah.
You know, if you want any engagement, send them to the website.
That's true. Yeah.
That's how you build the confidence and get traffic through that website.
That's a very important point, Duncan, as well.
Absolutely.
And I see, this drives me absolutely bonkers. I scream in the night about this. I see so many people tweet and LinkedIn and Facebook stuff telling you to do something or selling, even mentioning the fact they got away, and they don't put the URL.
Yeah.
Really? Why don't you just put a URL so we can click and look?
That's
a really good point. Yeah.
But I think this product that Ryan's got with this, a real affordable building it up, is a bit like anything, isn't it? Whether it's your accounting, your first bank account, whatever it is, as you're growing, it grows with you.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea. Just keep taking and adding on.
The thing I like about it as well, because there are other similar kinds of offerings, if you like, with things like Wix, where you can build your own. Mm-hmm. But you have to build your own.
Yeah, and that's like 200 hours.
Yeah, why would you spend all of that time as a non-developer working out how to do it, cobbling something together? And you do see that quite often. Back in the early days of the web, you got lots of small businesses that would come along and go, how much is a website? And you go, 800 quid. My nephew can do that. He's good with computers. And, you know, it's like giving someone a box of crayons and go, you know, turn out a Rembrandt. And they go, well, it looks kind of like Rembrandt, you know.
So we're just trying to help the, you know, lots of businesses locally, you know, offer these introductory rates. You know, office space is cheaper for the smaller spaces and so on. And I guess we're just trying to do the same thing so people can take it or they can leave it. I mean, we're hoping that it can help a lot of local businesses.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
If I'm wrong, then I'm just giving you PR for something that didn't even happen. But I'm pretty sure that the construction bit was really good for you last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really hard launched it at all yet, and we've got quite a few just word of mouth sign-ups. And the construction expo worked really well. I wasn't there.
I didn't make that up, did I? That's
no,
true.
No, yeah, I thought so. Yeah, and off the back of that as well, businesses have already grown into more substantial websites.
Yeah.
They've seen the return.
Absolutely.
Everyone needs a website.
Yeah. Okay. But it's about finding the right agency, though. Yeah. You know, we need to be a good fit for you because it's really important. That there's a lot of companies that chop and change their agency because they fall out with them and all the rest of it. And we try and work really hard on the customer experience.
I think that's very important. You know, when I was saying about websites, you know, designers often, they're very techy, they're very geeky, and sometimes they get huffy. I've had a couple, and they get huffy. You know, and my new husband, you know, he's a really intelligent guy, and he says, I hate dealing with that guy, you know. Lovely web designer, does great websites, but they get huffy.
I hope he's not listening.
No,
I
hope not. No, I'm sure he isn't.
It's a difficult thing, and one of the other things that I think is great about what you're doing is you're taking everything away by just renting someone what they're doing. Because one of the things that catches a lot of people is they think when they pay for someone to design a website that they own it, and they don't. Yeah, the copyright rests with the designer of the website unless otherwise stated. So many people have a website done, fall out with the web people, go, right, I want my website back, and they go, you ain't getting it. And then they go...
We in all our bespoke sites, we do put that in a contract that you own the rights to the website.
So you give them the rights to
so
it.
So you sound like very approachable.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd like to think designers. But the affordable, I mean, there's so many, I mean, every walks of life now. You just rent everything. You rent your car, your Sky, and so why not rent the website?
Exactly. Even years and years ago, a long time ago, when I still had a proper job before I started working for myself, that's how long ago, I was working in New York, and the company I was working for was renting me a house. And I got there, and it was a nice house, and the front yard was horrible. It was just mud. And I'm going, there's no garden. And they said, that's all right, the company are bringing it later. What? And a lorry turned up with the lawn and put the lawn down and put the flower beds in and all the rest of it.
Wow.
And I lived there for a while. And then when I moved out, they turned up again and they took the lawn away and the flower beds away. They just rented the garden. It was ridiculous.
Where was that?
In New York.
Wow.
It's a bailiff, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, you got it. I didn't pay the rent. Yeah. They nicked the gun.
It also tells you no furniture was there. Pots and pans. Nothing. But it is that bit as well, I think, Ryan, with what you're doing. I come across it all the time. When you have a start-up business, they've got a great plan. This is what I'm going to do. And a year down the line, it looks different for a number of reasons. And yet they've spent a fortune on a website.
Yeah.
If they haven't got that sort of flexibility with a business like yours where they can say, Ryan, we were going to sell widgets, but now we're making this type of widget and we're not selling it to customers, we're selling it to business.
Yeah.
You can work with them and swap that around and deal with it. It's not static.
We can, in both the Angle Affordable brand and the Angle Studios brand. The Angle Studios brand is more of the bespoke side of things, but we work with clients on Angle Evolve, and that's actually so we actually understand what your future is looking like. And we can actually plan the website and phase it in if need be.
Yeah.
But when you you go into another country and you think, oh my God, I need a new language, it's not a surprise to us, you know. And that's something that we're rolling out to all of our clients.
Yeah. It's a living, growing thing, as you said, isn't it? It's not static, you know. Things change. And again, that's one of the frustrations, though, that Jules was highlighting, that a lot of people will have a website done based on what they want now, and then their needs change. And because they haven't set it up with a good content management system or whatever, they then have to go back to the web developer, who then wants to charge them more money. And they go, I'm not happy about that.
The other thing that people avoid looking into is the user experience.
Yeah.
It's actually understanding the target audience.
Yeah.
Because different people look at new websites differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's something that's really important, because otherwise you'll find that a lot of people are bouncing off your website. So it's really trying to understand who goes to your website and what they want from your website.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something really important.
So. You often go on websites and you can't wait to get off them because they're so bad and you've got blaring music and
they can't find anything.
Exactly.
Or they just take an eternity to load, so you give up halfway through downloading the first page.
And also, still, in this day and age, a lot of them aren't phone compatible.
No, it's crazy. And the GDPR, the dreaded word, you need to make sure your website's compliant from that point of view as well.
Absolutely.
Obviously, which we can help. One of our clients is Brasher's law firm. And we built their new site, and we're working in collaboration. So if you need any sort of GDPR support, they'd be very happy to sort of...
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Ryan, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on.
If people want to find out more about Angle Studios and your various offerings, what's the best place to do that?
So if you want to go for the pay monthly website, it's at angleaffordable.co.uk, and our bespoke range is anglestudios.co.uk.
Cool. And you're on Twitter and all the other social media outlets.
And we need to say a big hello to your wife.
Yeah, Victoria.
And your twins.
And the twins.
Yeah.
Barney and Max.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Today.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah,
and the crew back at the studios.
Oh, I think they're listening in.
They are. They're tweeting.
Oh, are they?
Their names.
We're not doing any work if they're tweeting. Come on, Ryan. I did
slack them and say, please, can you get on this?
So let's give them a shout.
There's, who are there? There's Brendan, there's Andrew, Katie, Jack and Josh.
Fantastic.
Have you missed anyone off? That'd be so embarrassing.
Hopefully they've got the coffee and the hobnobs on for when you go back.
That's not embarrassing.
That's one thing I say to them, is that I'm never making the tea in the office. I'm the bossless.
That's not embarrassing. Let me tell you what's embarrassing.
Go on.
About a year ago, I was at a networking meeting and there was a young lad there. And he came over and he said, oh, hi, you're Paul, aren't you? And I went, yeah, hi, who are you? And I'm Andy. I went, oh, hi, Andy, what do you do? And he went, I work for you.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, I remember
and I went, oh, are you new? And he went, no, I've been there about 18 months.
You should have followed that up. No, I'm interested. What do you do?
Yeah. No, this is an appraisal. Yeah, I knew that. That's terrible, isn't it? How terrible is that?
That's your age.
What about Richard Branson? I know who he is, what his inside leg measurement was, how long he's been there.
Yeah. I know. It's terrible. It's awful.
Disgusting.
You do know that poor Annette hasn't had her rant yet.
No, we're going to do that now. I want to finish up and just say thank you to Ryan for a fantastic interview. Thank you so much, Ryan. So that's Ryan Grist of Angle Studios. Thank you so much.
You.
Right, Nettie, let's go.
We always like a rant, don't we?
We do, come yeah.
We
so
like
what's,
a rant.
What's bothering you at the moment?
We have a little segue for her, you know, Annette's rant or something.
We ought to have a... I'll tell you what we do. We're going to get Ryan commissioned to do a brand for Annette's rant, and we're going to have a whole brand for Annette's rant.
Yeah. Oh, I reckon loads of people would be joining in. Yeah. I reckon it would be all right.
I'll do that.
Tell us.
Ryan is one of the things I've thought of with this rant.
Oh, you did tell me about this.
No, but in a nice way. I'm fed up with, you know, obviously we're an accountancy company. We work with people all the time. I am fed up with surprise bills. I'm fed up with people who, you know, engage maybe, I don't know, another accountant, because my prices are on the website, but another accountant, a solicitor, a this, a that, a website designer, whoever it is, and they're brought in on a cost without all the add-ons that are then going to go on it at the end. I've seen people with bills that are 50%, 75% higher than they were expecting with what they had originally, but it took us longer than we
thought.
But where is that phone call? Where is that customer care? Where is that bit? And I can't name on air because I'm not allowed, but I'd love to right now, because there really are some people out there that are making money off the back of other people and then getting all legal with them instead of answering the question and dealing with what's actually going on. And I think it's got to stop.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of issues going on around this, because the kind of things are moving on. It's like law firms.
Yeah.
I engaged a law firm a couple of years ago just to do a really simple thing, which was to negotiate an office lease.
Yeah.
It's not a difficult thing. It's a pretty standard thing. And I said to the guy, how much is this going to cost me? And he said, well, I can't do it for a fixed price, but I can give you a rough estimate. It's going to cost you about 1,800 quid. Okay. I got an interim bill for 3,500.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm going, hold on.
Where did that come from?
What happened? Yeah, well, I had to write a lot of letters. Well, show me the letters that you had to write. And basically, him and the other solicitor were writing love letters to each other about nothing. They were talking about a terrorism insurance. I went, hold on a minute. I went, I never asked you for any of that. Why are you doing that? Well, we ought to... No. I said, hold on a minute. If we get blown up by terrorists, I can't give a stuff what happens to the building. I really couldn't care less. It's not my building. It's not a freehold. It's a lease. If we get... No. Yeah.
You just need a plan.
Yeah.
And I think that there's too many... You know, we come across it all the time. I know, Paul, you and I have talked about it in the past, and back to websites again, where somebody's put every penny they've got into designing the website that a year later is not even relevant to the business, and they've got to do it all again. And I think, you know, the business failure rate and all of that is always down to... Well, not always, but a lot of the time is down to people not surrounding themselves with the right people, but also the right amount of money that are involved to do things properly. Not always, and it varies business to business, but
it is. I'm going to join you in a bit of a rant, because
go on, then.
It, it, it is also one of my things, because I'm an angel investor and I invest in startup businesses, and I see this so often. And I understand, I do understand how difficult it is, but so many people skimp on the wrong things early on.
They've got a car.
Yeah, but you know, they go, oh, I can't afford to engage an accountant, I can't afford a lawyer to draw up contracts, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. That is the biggest mistake you can make in business, because if you don't do it then, you're never going to do it, and it's always too late, and it's, you've always missed an opportunity, especially with, you know, articles of association, shareholders agreements, and all those kind of things. If you're in business with somebody else and you haven't got a shareholders agreement in place, you're in big trouble from day one. You know, it's like having a prenup. It really is. You know, you've got to do those kind of things. And I've had businesses. We actually went out to tender for something the other day, and one of the people came along to tender for us. And I said, what public insurance have you got? And they went, no, we don't need any of that. We don't make mistakes.
Fabulous.
You seriously expect to get this business?
You took them on, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did. Straight away. I went, yeah, I'll have you. I love your confidence. Yeah, go on.
Just had a little tweet from Katie in the office, beavering away there at Angle.
Yeah.
And she said that Ryan, the boss, sounded all right.
All right.
Yeah. He sounded all right. Yeah.
I think he was fabulous.
She's sacked.
Yeah. She's making
Katie
the tea.
Katie used to work for Ryan.
So Katie has offered Business Bunker listeners a stunning, stonking discount for an Angle affordable website.
Oh, and
and anything else they want. Yeah. So
extras.
Sorry.
Any extras?
Yeah, extras. Here we go.
There is that's a voucher Jules. Code. Yeah, sure. I'll plough on.
Keep going, Jules. Just go through it, love.
There is a voucher code, and this is to get a stonking 10% off. By going to angleaffordable.co.uk, and your discount Business Bunker is R4D10. I think
that's
that is
right. Yeah,
R4D10. Angleaffordable.co.uk. Use the voucher code to get a stonking 10% off.
Fantastic.
Maybe a bit more if you bat your eyelashes.
Yeah. Fantastic. Maybe. Thank you for that, Kate. Was it Kate?
Kate. She's packing her bags now.
Yeah.
She said he was all right.
He's all right. He's all right.
I told her she was temporary yesterday.
Yeah, he's all right.
We'll get Katie on next time. See how she does.
Yeah.
See if she's any good.
I will tip you up that.
Cool. Yeah, so
rant
away, Paul.
Yeah, no, I agree with you entirely. And I think, you know, having a good accountant, good lawyers, proper insurance and things in place in the early doors is the important thing.
And know what you're paying for and what it's going to cost you.
Absolutely.
That's the other thing.
It's like any form of insurance like that, whether it's officially insurance or just insuring yourself by having the right paperwork in place. So many people say to me, yeah, but, you know, it's a lot of money and I don't know if I need it. It's like anything, isn't it? You only need it when you need it. And then you can't take it out then, so it's too late. You know, it's one of those things that you have to mitigate a risk, and it's important. It's like, without being funny, I tweeted once, I was coming to visit you guys, the Rift of my accountants, and I said, oh, I'm going to visit my accountants on Friday. And loads of people said to me, oh, sorry about that, mate, that must be horrible. What were you talking about? And they went, yeah, having to visit your accountants, you're in trouble. It's not a visit to the headmaster's office. You know, I use my accountants as advisors. I ask them questions like, how do you do this? Or what's the best way of doing that? How do I claim my capital allowances?
Mine come round to me. I make them shepherd's pie.
They haven't left in years. Yeah. They're in the cupboard as well. Got the IT man, the accountant,
our financial advisor comes round. He comes round for lunch.
But people don't see it like that. They see it as some kind of expenditure that they have to go through because it's a legal loophole. Yes. And they don't understand the value of having professional support like that. Mm. And how, you know, we have one recently, didn't we, Nettie?
Yep.
I invested in a business and they were trying to sell me some shares in the business. So I rang up Nettie and I said, can you do the SHO ones and all the rest of it for it? And she rang me back and she said, well, I would if they were a limited company, but they're not. They haven't got any shares.
No.
Well, they were a limited company, but they'd set it up.
They were limited by guarantee.
Limited by guarantee, so they had no shareholders. So I couldn't let him buy any shares.
Because they didn't have any.
The best advice
what's Mr. Andrews.
I must say, Riff,
please don't buy any shares because there aren't any.
I must say, Riff Accountants been fantastic for Angle Studios.
Hey,
yeah.
How long have you been with them, Ryan?
Oh, about a week.
An hour.
We met in the car park. Oh, yeah.
No, about, I don't know, 15 minutes.
While ago,
so,
yeah, while ago.
And they really helped us out. And that's on the straight and narrow and a few bits. And, yeah.
But they do, you know. I mean, I've been in business 30 years and I still use my accountants and everybody and ask them really daft questions. And they go, oh, for Christ's sake, Paul, don't you know by now? And I go, no.
The
one thing I like the most is the fees, these surprise fees.
Oh, you pay, do you? I don't pay.
Yeah. They got me on a direct debit. That's the problem. Right? I can't get away from
it. I never pay their invoices. Yeah. They forget to chase me up for them.
So you're saying that everything's transparent?
The first accountants I think I've come in my business that actually I don't go, oh my God, that's just received this, you know, this invoice, and what's that for?
Absolutely.
Well, back to what I was saying earlier, I mean, it's lovely of you to say that, but it's there for a reason, because we want people to understand what they're paying for. We know we're a cost, just like everything else is a cost, and you wouldn't walk around the supermarket, would you, and think, oh, well, I bet that comes to about 30.
One thing I find quite fascinating is how different industries can charge for different things. So if people wanted to come for a website, you wouldn't want to be charged for a meeting to come and talk to us about a website.
No.
But then accountants or lawyers and all the rest of it, they seem, yeah.
You don't.
This is what I'm about to say. But I kind of sat with you for an hour and a bit, and we talked through a lot of things, and that was really refreshing, to be honest.
You're not worried that the clock's ticking.
Absolutely.
And that's how it should be, and going forward it should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely right. Nettie, thank you for that.
You're all right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll think of something else to rant about.
I'm sure you can.
It's a regular slot now.
Yeah.
So, Nettie, for listeners that don't know about Riff, because a lot do, but a lot don't, new listeners, you deal with all sorts of businesses.
All sorts of businesses, really specialising in startups, SMEs, and we badge ourselves as non-traditional accountants. We do everything an accountant has to do, so if that's your corporation tax, you know, your self-assessment, your VAT, whatever it is, your CIS if you're in construction. But we try and make it that we're available to talk to people. We will look at, it sounds terrible, I call it the McDonald's model, you know, this is what you need, but you can add on this, and this.
Extra pickle.
Business needs.
I like a Wally with mine.
You can have fries and a milkshake if you want. But it's all about, you know, just being able to talk to people. And then obviously we specialise in the R&D tax credits as well, which is a big part for a lot of businesses. Mm.
Fantastic. Nessie, thank you so much.
It's
lovely
welcome.
To see you as always. We're kind of fast approaching the end of the show and I've got two or three things that I need to get out. So I'm going to garble my way through these, if you'll forgive me. The speaker's platform, Be Seen and Be Heard, on Wednesday the 12th of September from 6:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. taking place at the fantastic, wonderful, beautiful Fruit Works in Canterbury.
Who owns that?
Oh yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
he owns Arthur King.
The other half's not worth having.
Exactly. We used to own it, but we gave it up. Wednesday the 12th of September, 6:30, the speakers platform at Fruitworks. Are you a speaker? Would you like to practice your speaking skills? Would you like to use your skills to win a competition, giving you the chance to improve your speaking and helping you to elevate yourself as a professional speaker? So loads of people have come along and said, I love speaking in public. Is there any way I can earn money doing it? So this is what this is about. You should join us at the speakers platform on Wednesday the 12th of September. We'd like to hear your business journey, your highs and your lows, your successes and your failures. The prize for the overall winner will be one-to-one coaching sessions from each of the judges, and there are three judges, who will share with you ways to improve your speaking and earn money as a professional speaker. A video of your talk of the night, fully edited and ready to use, will also be part of your speaker reel, and a speaking slot at December's business diaries and some other bits that are thrown in. The judges are me.
There's Kelsa Breeze.
Yeah, I used to work as an international professional speaker. Jane Farnham, who's the director of the Great British Speakers Bureau, and Amy McManus, who just won Business Female Speaker of the Year. Yeah.
Wow.
The entries must be submitted by the 31st of August. And what you've got to do is submit an overview of what you want to talk about and a bit of a bio about you. Now, we're going to get loads of people submitting these. And on the night, we're going to pick the four that we want to hear from. So it's all a bit nerving and all the rest of it. Anyway, you can find out all about it and book your space by going to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/the speakers platform. So do check that out. I've also had a plea from the lovely Maria Tully. And she says, hi, my name's Maria Tully. I'm a female golf professional from East Sussex. I'm writing to inquire whether you know any local company that would be interested in a partnership deal with myself. More and more companies are getting associated with professional sportsmen and women, and there are great advantages for both parties. Some benefits to your company will include your logo on my clothing, my golf bag. If you have any golf days, I will present and teach and play golf with your clients. I will mention you on my social media platforms and in newspapers and more. Sponsorship is a key to my success, and with your help, I hope we can make things happen for both of us. I'll be happy to meet and chat or phone with whichever suits. I'll keep this short, as there's nothing worse than reading too much. All I will say is, instead of paying taxman money, you can invest in helping a female golf pro achieve her dream of joining the LPGA. Thanks, that's Maria Tully. If you'd like to follow up with that, do get in touch with me, and we'll do what we can to put you in touch with Maria.
And be good for Neville Gaunt, Mind Fit Golf as well.
Exactly, maybe. Yeah. But sadly, we've reached the end of another show. I'd like to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsors, the lovely folks at Operational Accounting Systems. Thank you to them, to our fantastic guest lineup, Matthew and Andrew from Compare and Recycle, Mr. Duncan Summers from Syncbox, Mr. Ryan Grist from Angle Studios, and as always, the absolutely lovely Nettie Bun from Rift Accounting.
To have a rant.
Yeah. See, we get her off the streets, don't worry. I just need to tell you about the Business Bunker Extra Show on Friday. Amanda is joined by her co-host, Mark Goldfinch, and her guest this week is Chris Kelly, who's the accommodation manager at Port Lim. So do join them 11 o'clock on Friday. But that's it from us for another week. We'll be back with you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.